Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Taos Bay Players, Deb Du Bois. How are you today, Deb?
Very good. How about you, Kevin?
Doing well. And Tim Haskin also here. How are you, Tim?
Hey, great to see you, Kevin. I haven't seen you for a couple weeks, I think.
It has been at least that long since the last time you guys were putting on a fine production, and you've got another one starting this weekend, don't you?
Yeah, we had a successful run with the Music Man, and now our director, Deb Du Bois, who always does a great job, is here, and she's running a play called Drinking Habits. And I immediately thought of going down to Barnacles, and she told me I couldn't.
No, it doesn't take place in a bar. It takes place in a convent.
In
you know,
a convent.
Like
oh, habits. Okay.
You know, like the nuns have habits.
Sure.
Basically, the story is about two nuns at the convent secretly making wine instead of grape juice to sell to help the convent stay afloat. And Mother Superior doesn't know a thing about it. She's kind of got this thing about Satan's tonic, so she just wants them making juice.
Just making juice, but they're making juice of a different kind.
They find they sell a little bit more of the tonic than they do.
All right. Now, who's a part of the cast in this?
We have about 8 people in the cast, all people that have been in shows before. We have Sharon Langley as Mother Superior, Sue Dowell, and Tora Williamson, who's playing Sister Philomena and Sister Augusta. We have Lynn Phillips, who's playing Father Chenille. We have Paul, who is the reporter, being played by Jonathan Schaefer, who was in Music Man, who was the lead Music Man, along with Alicia Scambolari, who was Marin in Music Man. She's playing the other reporter, Sarah. We have Sister Mary Catherine being played by Gabby Morris, who's one of our kids from a long time ago and started out in when she was just a little whippersnapper.
Okay.
Travis Pierce, who's playing the handyman, George. And then we have, I think that's everybody. I'll think about it.
Wow, she did that with no notes.
No notes. I was going to say that off the top of her head. That's awesome.
Wow,
man.
Cool.
All right, nicely done. Now, what are the dates for the play? Oh, that she's going to look at. How about that?
No, I know it. I thought maybe TD might say.
He'll do
well,
that.
We're going to be the dress rehearsal is actually this Wednesday, so they're probably getting pretty excited and nervous about now, and they'll have an audience Wednesday with our membership. But the show starts this Friday. It runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then it runs the next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we'll remind you that we usually have a matinee, but there are no matinees for this play. We're going to open the doors at 6:15, and I will tell you, there's not a bad seat in the house. The seats are really plush and comfortable, and it's air-conditioned.
Yeah, that'll be nice, because it looks like it's going to warm up and get muggy this weekend. So, a chance to escape the heat and take in a great play.
Right, and the reason we do 7 o'clock on Sunday, we don't do those 2 o'clock matinees in the summer, is because we like to have people go out and enjoy this beautiful Taos Bay and the sun and the beach, so they can come and enjoy the play after dinner.
Yeah, and if you didn't get a chance to go to church on Sunday, then you can come and see the nuns Sunday night. So, I mean, that works out pretty good.
We got nuns and priests all over the place. Mistaken identities, secret romances, secret families.
Wow, a little bit of everything in this. A lot of, nun intrigue, I guess. Huh?
Yes, a lot of nun intrigue.
Now, tickets are how much?
Tickets are just $10 at the door, and the fun thing about summer is you don't, without the reservations, you can sit in any seat you want.
Yeah.
So you can come in and sit in the back, in the front, in the side, wherever you'd like.
All right, then the doors open a little earlier so that people can come on in.
Right, about 6:15, the doors will open. You can get your ticket and walk uptown and get an ice cream cone and come back. You're guaranteed a seat. We'll only sell as many tickets as we have seats available, and you have, it's a really short show. You'll be in and out in about 2 hours, it's a fun evening, and
yeah, very nice. Now, that's a summer thing. What's coming up in the near future, you know?
In the near future, we have a children's play coming in August being presented by Taos Bay Performing Arts, which is another group in our area run by Susan Witt. She's going to bring in a children's show called Pirates of Penrith, and that's going to be in August. She's going to bring that in with all kid actors. I believe that's August 8th through the 12th.
All right.
And then in the fall, we're going to be doing Sleeping Beauty.
Beauty. It's going to be a musical. Pat Casey is going to be the musical director, and June Hudgens is going to direct it. And there is quite a few parts, and I guess they're really good parts. It's kind of like the Disney play, but I guess better and more and funnier.
Oh, okay.
So it's supposed to be really good. So
I'm sorry I don't have the dates of tryouts with me. Right. I forgot to bring it, but they are coming up soon in August. And if you come to the play, they're printed in our program, so you get to see when the tryouts are. And if you're at all interested, come and try out Or just come and sign up for a tech job. We can always use people helping put together a show.
All right.
Sleeping Beauty is going to be in October, but of course those trials, I believe, are going to be sometime in August. So start looking for that.
I would imagine probably up on your website.
Yes, they will be. They're up on our website. They will be in our program, and I will start advertising it when I'm out and about with my raffle tickets.
Yeah, that's right. You're doing that too. The summer season. I know I always run into you at least three or four times when you're out and about.
Especially at the fair.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and then it'll be here soon enough. We'll have you back in the studio to be doing the big drawing for that.
Yep, we come in here on September 30th to raffle our four great prizes for Tawas Bay players. Can you believe it's 14th year?
I can't. 14 years. Well, we'll look forward to that, but we'll look forward to drinking habits this weekend and next weekend at the Playhouse there on Newman Street in East Dallas. Now, if they want more information, the phone number and the website?
Phone number is 3699-362-8373, and our website is www.tawasbayplayers.com.
Thanks for asking her that one, too, Kevin.
Yeah, and I knew I could see you scrambling right away there, too. From the Tawas Bay Players, Tim Haskin and Deb Du Bois, thank you for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks for having us.